Tomorrow's World Magazine, July-August 2019. Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. Letter number 1. I just wanted to thank you and let you know how much I am enjoying all the free literature and DVDs that I have received. I am learning so much more than I already knew. Thank you for preaching and informing people of the truth. I really appreciate everything. God bless and keep up the great work. From a subscriber in Louisiana. Letter number 2. I want you to know how much we appreciate your Tomorrow's World magazine. It is so informative, and my husband and I read it from cover to cover. Keep up the good work, and may God bless you all richly. From 2 readers in Canada. Letter number 3. I'm almost 83 years old, and I'm appalled at how our political and social structure has declined in my lifetime. I fear our culture and way of life is on the verge of total collapse, and it is being hastened by the degenerate morals and lifestyles of our so-called leaders, quote-unquote, and personalities in entertainment and some religious groups. When the collapse occurs, I fear a time of lawlessness of unthinkable proportions will envelop our country, far worse than anything ever before experienced by our nation. I probably won't live to see it, but I fear for my children and grandchildren. Sadly, I have no hope for a return to decent morality by our present society. From an online reader. Editor's note. This reader was responding to our March-April 2019 article, What is the Draw of Sharia Law? Letter number 4. Dear friends, since I've been receiving free literature from Tomorrow's World, I have been sharing the contents with many interested individuals who have become enthusiastic about being involved in hearing about new literature as it is available. God's Word has become a big part of the interactions we are having with each other. We truly do thank the Lord for bringing the Tomorrow's World team into our lives, and we thank you guys for loving the Lord the way you do, and for being inspired to do what your team does so well. From a reader in Australia. Letter number 5. I forward to you my wholehearted thanks and appreciation for your wonderful work through television and literature. Your television presentations have educated and comforted me over the past several years. I thank God through Christ Jesus for Tomorrow's World. From a subscriber in Australia. Letter number 6. I was so confused with all the false teaching that I had learned, and also the many very important things I was never taught about our Father and His Christ. I have been in learning so much from the information y'all have provided. Great blessings from the Most High in all your works, brothers and sisters in Christ. From a reader in Texas. Letter number 7. Ever since my life-altering fall from a cliff in 2007, the truth in your literature has enriched my life beyond measure and has drawn me forever closer to the true Creator and God of my life, and not only myself but everyone I share it with, including my wife and several local pastors, even members of our government. May our great and true God continue to mightily bless all of you. From a subscriber in Washington. End of Letters to TW. Read by William Williams.